We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachos and Chaim Yaakov and Pirchos Leo. We're in Sota Perikim Ol Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Zuchus Tola V'Amayim Hamarim. As opposed to the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, who held that if a woman had a merit, so that would hold the punishment of the May Sota in abeyance for the Sota, and it wouldn't check her, certainly not immediately. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. It's not true. V'Mato Omer Kain. In fact, if you would say such a thing, that in fact a Zuchus, a merit that she had, would hold the Mayim Hamarim, hold off the punishment of those waters, then Hazuchus Tole B'Mayim Hamarim, meaning V'mato Mer Kein Hazuchus Tole B'Mayim Hamarim, if you're going to say that the Zuchus will hold the punishment, the checking of the Mayim Hamarim of this woman in abeyance, Madhe Ata Es Hamayim Bifnei Kol Hanashim Hashosos. What you're going to do is you're going to weaken the strength of the water as well as their value in the face of all of the women who are drinking. Why? Because the Sotos who were really disloyal to the husband, they had relations with this man, they became Tameos, so they're going to think, you know what, I have a Zuchus. The water, therefore, is not going to check me. I'm not going to explode. And therefore, I don't have to worry about it. And if she's not going to be a makbid and say, you know, I'll drink anyway. As we want to try to avoid her drinking. We want to try to avoid the Megillah being having Hashem's name erased. But they're going to say, you know what? I have plenty of merits. Nothing's going to happen to me. I may as well drink the water, even though she was disloyal to her husband. That's number one. Umotziyat toshem ra al hatahoros sheshasu. Also, you're going to be motzi shemra on the, it's going to now be a given a bad reputation, a bad name to the Tahora Sheshasu, the women who in fact were not disloyal to their husband, Sha'omrim, because what are people going to say when they see that this woman drinks the water and nothing happens to her? They're going to say, Tameo Hussein, you know, these women were really Tameos. They were disloyal to their husband. They had relations with this man. Oh, why did they not explode? Elisha Tulsa Lahin Zechus. But rather, they must have had a merit. But they certainly were Tameos. And it's only because of the Zechus that nothing happened to them with the water. So therefore, Sir Rabbi Shimon, this we don't want. And therefore, Zechus does not help when it comes to the Mayim Hamarim. They're going to affect the woman. If she's Tamea, so the water will affect them. She's Tahora, it will not. Rabbi Omer has Zechus Tola. B'mayim hama'arim. He says that a zuchus indeed is tola b'mayim hama'arim. Now we'll have to see why, in what way, Rebbe is different than the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah. But then he adds on the following: ve'eino yoledes, ve'eino mashbachas. But she doesn't begin to give birth. And mashbachas, and just she doesn't improve, her health does not improve, which means she doesn't have the status of a tahora. It means like this. Here you have a woman. Zuchus is not, he says, Zuchus will be tola. So what does that mean? It means if the woman is, it has no Zuchus at all, and she's Tamea, she was disloyal to her husband, so she'll explode. Okay, everything is gone. She's going to swell, and the whole thing is going to happen. That will all happen. Let's say she has a Zuchus, so she won't explode. Ah, but that doesn't mean she's going to get the blessing, so to speak. The woman who's Tahora, so what happens to her? She now, it says, V'niksa V'nizra Azara. She's innocent and she's going to have children. Sholedes Umash Bachas. She improves her health and she has children. But this woman who was disloyal, but has a zechus, has a merit, so it means that she's not going to die, but she also is not going to have that blessing of Yoledes and Mashbachas. Ella misnavna, says Rabbi, Ella misnavna v'holeches. Rather, she becomes sick, she becomes ill, she begins to deteriorate, and la sof he may suppose, so eventually she dies after a year or two or three, depending on the zechus, the koach of the zechus may last a little bit longer, and therefore she's going to die with that misa hamura besota. So we mentioned this in the previous Mishnah, but this is really Rebbe's opinion, and eventually she's going to die with not sava yurecha no fellas. So what do you see? So even if you hold that a zuchus is tola, that you're not at all weakening the water, and you're not being motzi shemra on the women who were tahoros who drank either, because the women who are really tahoros, the water is going to be able to tell. She's going to have children, she's not going to become sick, and nothing's going to happen. It's very clear that there'll be a difference between a tamei and tahora. So the Amoron, the Gemara, and Vavim and Aleph have the following debate in understanding the difference between the Chachamim and Rebbe. Rav Yosef holds that according to the Chachamim, a zuchus is tola lagamri. She doesn't deteriorate at all. And therefore, Rebbe is arguing on the Chachamim. However, Rav Sheshet says, and this is what we mentioned, we learned in his previous Mishnah, no, even according to the Chachamim, she does deteriorate, and Rebbe simply is not arguing. Rebbe comes to explain the opinion of the Chachamim. However, Rashi believes that even Rav Sheshet holds that there is a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe. What's that? That is that last line. L'sofi mesa ba'osa misa. Oh, eventually she's going to die with the regular misa, but not savayir echano feles. That the Chachamim disagree with. It's true that she may deteriorate with her illness and eventually die, but not the osa misa. That's where Rebbe is different than the Chachamim. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. We already learned in the previous Mishnah Gimel, that after the Mincha Sota is Mikudeshes in a Kli Shares. So if after the you put the Mincha Sota in the Kli Shares, there's a reason now to say that we're not going to give her to drink. Let's say the Megillah is erased, after the Megillah is erased, she says Eini Shosa, or even before the Megillah is erased, she says I'm not going to drink, or even after it's erased, she says a Tamei Ani. What do we do with the Mincha? It was Nispazeres al Hadeshen. It's burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, the inner Beis HaDeshen in the Azara, which was specifically designated for the burning of Psulei Kodshei Kodshim. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that there are three reasons why we would burn a Mincha Sota. Number one is it became Tameh. Not that the woman became Tameh, meaning it really became the real Tumah. After it became a Kodesh, it quickly became Nitzbah, so that's not related to Sota. That would be just a general rule of Tumah. So the Mincha Sota would be burnt if it became Tameah. Number two, as we said, if we had to be mevatel the drinking of the Sota, so that's also where we would burn the Mincha Sota. As we had said, she said, Eini Shosa before the Megillah was burnt. Or Tamea Ani, even after it was burnt. And finally, number three, why would we burn it Mishum Kahuna? What does that mean? If it's an Ashes Kohen who's bringing a Mincha in general, or a Mincha Sota, because the Ashes Kohen became a Sota, the Mincha is burnt, as the Mishnah will explain. Nitmeis Mincha Sa'achelo Kachabakli. If the Mincha Sota became Tamea, something, Sheretz, a dead mouse, or something touched it, and before it was Mikudesh, and this is before it was Mikudesh, was Bikli Shares, Harehi Kuchol HaMenachos, it follows the general rule of all Menachos that became Tamei before they were Mikudesh, was Bikli, before the flour offering was put into a Kli, so then V'tipadeh, then you can redeem it. It wasn't put in a Kli Shares yet, so then it only has a Kedushas Damim, only has Kedusha of its value, but because it wasn't put in a Kli yet, so what do? You take money, and it's the Yotzei L'chulin, and with the money that you have, that you redeem it, so now you're able to buy a new one, a new mincha. But if it became Tamea after this, the flower offering, after you put it in the Kli Shares already, then it follows all the menachos that became Tamei after they became Mikudeshes Bekli, and it has to be burnt, because then it has Kedushas Aguf, not its inherent Kedusha now, not the Kedushas Damim, and there's no Pidyon for Kedushas Aguf, and since you can't put it on the Mizbeach, you have no choice but to burn it in the Beis HaDeshen. The Elu Shemin Chosea Nisrafos. These are the examples where we have a mincha that we burn because he can't put it on the Mizbeach, and you can't be Podet. Number one, Homeris Tamea Anilach, meaning after it was Mikudeshes in a Kli Shares, a woman says, I'm Tamea. Vishabola Adim Shei Tamea, or let's say Adim came after the Mincha was Mikudeshes Bekli, Adim came and said, oh, this Sota was really disloyal, had relations with this man. Vahomesh Eini Shosa, meaning after it was Mikudeshes, the Mincha was Mikudeshes Bekli, the woman says, I don't want to drink, even though she's Tahora, nonetheless, also it's going to be burned. Vishabala Eino Rotzalashko, so let's say the husband says, after the Mincha was Mikudeshes Bekli, he says, I don't want to give it a drink. Vishabala Bala Baderech, let's say the husband had with her on the way, but we didn't find out about this until the mincha was placed into the kli. So all of these cases, we don't give them sota to drink, and therefore her mincha is not fit to be put on the mizbeach. What are you going to do with the mincha? Once it's mukadesh, it's a kli, it has no pidyon, you can't redeem it, therefore it's burnt in the beis hasreifa. Then the Mishnah concludes, v'chol hanesuos la kovanim, Minchoseh Nisrafos. Any woman who's married to a Kohen, if she brings in Korban Mincha, whether regular Mincha or Mincha Sota, it's going to be burnt. Why is that true? Because a Minchas Kohen in general has no kmitza. You don't do that putting the fingers in. That's based on the pasuk. Whereas it mean the entire thing has to be burned. So you can't even take a kmitza. It's not just that I take a kmitza and burn that on the mizbech. The entire thing is burnt on the mizbech, so there's no kmitza and there's no weaning. The mincha v'neishes kohen, however, is not kula kolil on the mizbech like a minchas kohen. You do have a kmitza. You do put the kohen does put his fingers in that on his palm, like other minichos, but after your makriv, the komets on the mizbeach, the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha, is not eaten. Other minichos, yes, but this the mincha of an eshes kohen, no. And of course, generally, when you do kamitza, so then the rest of the flour offering is eaten by the kohen. Not this one. The mincha of an eshes kohen. What do? Now we treat it like a minchas kohen. Minchas kohen, true of the man. The whole thing is on the mizbeach, even without kamitza. Here, it's a little bit like the regular karba mincha that you do a kmitza, but then it's like a minchas kohen that it's entirely burnt. But why is this true? Because the kohen, her husband, has a chelek in the mincha, and therefore it's supposed to be burnt, the shirayim are burnt in the Beis Hadeshen.